This is a production of Cornell University.
GPSA meeting, September 10th, 2007.
Okay, I'd like to call this first Council of Representatives meeting of the GPSA to order. We are recording this meeting, so just so everyone's aware. My name is Michelle Leinfelder, and I'm the Vice President of the GPSA this year. So I will be leading the Council of Representatives meetings this coming year. And I'd like for my fellow officers to introduce themselves now.
I'm Amy Richter. Some of you know me. I'm a chemistry student, and I'm the secretary. So you'll hear more about what I have for you guys to do later. So
I'm Yu. I'm a PhD in marketing, and I'm the president of the company.
My name is Celia Mencia. I'm the events chair and guys will be getting lots of fun emails for events that we plan for grad school.
Sean, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Sean. I'm in the Department of Bioeconomics and Management. I'm this year's founding policy chair. Nice to meet you all guys.
I'm Liam.
Okay, I think we got all the officers. I know sometimes introductions can be.
Is she here?
Do we have our pay and benefits chair?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Sorry, you're behind people. I can't see you. Great. Okay. As I was starting to say, I know introductions can sometimes be tedious, and we're in a large room, and there's a fair number of us. So we're not going to necessarily go around and introduce everyone at this time. But as a little bit of an icebreaker, how about you just turn to somebody to one side of you and introduce yourself, say what field you're from, and why you might be interested in the GPSA or something else that is interesting about yourself. So go ahead and take a minute or so to do that.
I'm in the department, and I do a lot of work in the industry.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you don't. You live up in the other world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, he was in India, and he's out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Christian? Sorry, it's the easiest way to get your guys' attention. So hopefully we'll begin every core meeting with something like that. Switch around from meeting to meeting, meet new people. That's one great thing about this organization is that we bring together graduate students from all over campus, and it's a great way to meet people that you wouldn't usually interact with. So that was just a brief little get-to-know-you kind of thing. So I know that many of you are new to the GPSA, many of you are not, but I just want to give a little bit of a background about what the GPSA is all about. So it's the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly. We bring together people from, well, we hope to get representatives from all the fields on campus and the professional schools. It's a unique organization in that we do include the professional schools in our organization. Some of the other universities have different organizations for the professional schools and the graduate fields. But I think it's really valuable that we integrate all of the groups together. The assembly consists of 19 voting members representing the biological, the physical, the social sciences and the humanities, and representatives from the vet school, the law school, and the Johnson School. The Council of Representatives is what many of you are here for, So that's where we bring either one or two representatives, depending on the size of the field, together to act as liaisons between this group and your respective fields. It's the best and easiest way that we can communicate with other graduate students. We do have a website that's a valuable resource, and if you haven't looked into the website, I encourage you to do that. It's simply assembly.cornell.edu/GPSA. You can find out more information on the GPSA itself, on committees, on events, on lots of different things from that website. If you didn't sign in when you came in the door, hopefully you did, but if you did not, please sign in before you leave, because that's the way that we'll update all our files, make sure everybody's on the listserv. That's how we communicate about our meetings and send other relevant information out is via our listserv. And a few procedural things. We will be holding an election tonight. We'll be electing two assembly members representing master's students, and we also have one at-large position. So basically last spring we didn't have enough humanities representatives to get elected, so that position becomes an at-large position, and anybody here at this meeting can run for that position, and that'll make up our 19 voting members. And then one last thing before we move on, just as another way to get to know one another tonight, if you have comments, first of all, if you have comments, please indicate to me and I'll make a list, and that way we won't have people talking over one another. But also, when I indicate to you to speak, please stand up and say your name and your field just so that we can get to know one another better.
And it's also useful for our clerk who will be doing our minutes afterwards, because that's how we do our minutes instead of somebody sitting here and typing.
Okay. And if at any time you have a question, you know, please indicate that you have a question. We don't want to be speaking the whole time here. And actually, we won't be. We have many guests here tonight, and many that will be arriving soon. And so we hope that this will be a really interactive meeting tonight. We look forward to that. So now some other introductions. First of all, our Office of Assembly staff, they're here every meeting, and they help us tremendously. Amy O'Donnell and... Oh, say your name for me again.
Yuli.
And so Yuli is our clerk. She takes care of all of our minutes. You'll be getting the minutes and emails. And so I just want to thank them for all the work. The pizza, the handouts, everything is many thanks to them. So I also want to introduce our two student trustees who came to be with us tonight. Mao Yi is there, and Kate Duke is there in the back. And so I told them before the meeting that if they had anything they wanted to say, to please introduce themselves, say what you want to do with the trustees this year, and just give this group an opportunity to see your face and know who you are. Thanks, Kate. Now, is there anything you'd like to say?
My name is Mao. You can call me Chairman Mao. I represent GPSA with 50 students here. through the student management teaching of Lord at Cornell, which I call the student, you know, each college has its things, and I want to create something for students, which is similar to the thing. And if you have any questions, comments, and any initiatives, feel free to email me. And also, I have an account on Facebook. Feel free to add me on Facebook. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mal. And then just a couple brief introductions. Brenda Wicks and Chris Korda will be speaking a little bit later, so we'll maybe hold off on you guys, but you are definitely friends of the GPSA. And so Brenda Wicks is our new Assistant Dean of Graduate Student Life, and Chris Korda is the Director of the Big Red Barn. So I think that covers introductions. And so now I'd like to move on to open forum. This is the opportunity where anybody can bring up things that are on your mind, events or issues that you might have. And so I'll open up that right now. Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy Dashwood.
What time is that at, Amy?
It's entirely accurate. I'm going to confirm it. It's saying registration begins at 5:30 and the walk starts at 6:30 p.m., but I've heard something differently. So if you are interested, you let me know.
Okay. And you all should have picked up lists at the front table with emails and the representative, and so Amy should be on that list with her contact information if you need that later on. Okay. Anything else for open forum?
I'd like to invite everyone and the respective community to an event that we put on with a local bar called Grad Night Out, and we'll have about 2 of these a semester. And the first one coming up will be Thursday, September 20th. And it's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. And the bar that we do it with, usually that's hosting it, they'll give us drink specials. So I have a flyer on that, and I will send that out to all you guys on the GPSA listserv. And if you could pass that out, that would be great.
Where's the first one at, Celia?
It's at Amelia, the Comic Lounge.
Oh, Felicia's.
Felicia's.
Felicia's. And that's the Commons?
Down on State Street.
Yeah. I'll send you directions.
So it's just another opportunity for us to get together and socialize, bring other grad students in and socialize, get away from campus for a little while. Any other? Mike. Yeah, thank you. Excellent. So we can go race and then go to Felicia's after. When we're all dehydrated. Okay. Anything else for open forum? Yes.
I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Reverend
Thank you. Thanks for introducing yourself. Okay. Do you have any?
I have one more thing. I saw my colleague joining me, and he's not, so I don't have time to take details on them. The Johnson School is running a program called Lingua, which is twofold for you. If you have children, it's a great opportunity for them. Or if you are a native Spanish, French, or Mandarin speaker, we're looking for helpers within this program that's intended to teach those three languages to young children in the initial area. So,
great. Thank you, Amy. Okay. Do we have anything else? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to executive updates. And I think I'll begin with you, Yu.
Okay. I'm distributing material. It's called Breaking Bread. By the way, this may not be enough for one person per coffee, so you can share with your neighbors. The Breaking Bread is basically an event promoted by the Diversity Council Working Group in Cornell. They want to promote events jointly organized and promoted by different groups on campus, be it different racial, ethical, gender, national, political groups. So the groups need to write up proposals, and the working group provides funding for them to do a joint dinner at the, I think it's the ethical religious building next to law school. And
Annabelle Taylor.
Annabelle Taylor Hall. So the two groups will do a joint dinner. They will cook together, prepare their food, and have dinner together. At the meantime, they will discuss with each other how they will develop this idea into a workable program. The working group provides up to $500 for funding for the dinner, and afterwards, they will provide up to $1,500 for the program these two groups come up with. I think it echoes very well with our idea to promote communication, especially across culture communication. So if any of you know any groups that might be interested, please send this word out. The official announcement will be sent out at around September 15th. So all the group leaders will receive an email about this information. But I think it's better for them to start thinking about ideas and prepare for it. This event is open to all the students' groups, including undergrad and grad students. But I would like to see graduate student groups also be active on that.
Great. I'll go next. So as vice president, I'm also the chairperson for the communications committee within the GPSA, which means that I, along with my committee, help put together the GPSA info newsletter, email newsletter that hopefully many of you are already subscribed to. If not, you will soon be subscribed to it. And basically what it is, it's a bi-monthly newsletter that we send out to as many graduate students as are on our list. Right now we're up to just over 900 students. And it's a way of communicating with others about what we're doing here in the GPSA and other graduate student events that are going on. If anybody is interested, we've had committee applications available for a few weeks now. Amy will be talking more about that. But if you're interested in doing some writing for the newsletter, sign up for the communications committee. There was a little bit of a glitch with the first one, but hopefully that's all sorted out now. And if, like I said, if you haven't been getting those, you will soon, and feel free to pass those on to others within your field. That's you.
Okay, so I alluded to this a little bit earlier. I'm Amy, for those of you that are new walking in, I'm the secretary. So the bulk of my job for this fall semester is staffing all these committees that you see on this form that you got. And before you leave tonight, I ask that you do fill this out. It's really important that we have viable representation on university committees and our committees within GPSA, because the more people we have to share the workload, the more that we can do as graduate students. And so with this, I've asked a few questions for you to fill out and some general information. And also at below is a listing of the committees. So you'll see that there's the Finance Commission, the Funding Policy, Communications. So you'd be working with some of the people here. There's also a full gamut of university committees hitting just about any topic that you're interested in, from transportation to mental health and alcohol issues on campus. So if you could fill this out and you're interested in serving in a committee, that'd be great. You don't have to be a member of GPSA to serve on these committees, though. So if there are people in your department who you think might be good for one of these committees or whatnot, there's an application form online on the website, theassembly.cornell.edu/GPSA, and then committees. You'll find a link there. But applications are due Friday, because we're going to try and get these all staffed sometime next week, because a lot of the committees are starting to meet here in the next few weeks. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask me afterwards. I'll be around, or feel free to send me an email.
I'm going to talk about the resolution.
Oh, there's also, which will remind me of a good thing, a couple of things going on in the assembly at the next meeting. We have two resolutions at the next assembly meeting, one being that we are going to change the secretary position to no longer de facto include serving on the university assembly. Previous secretaries have found that it's been an extremely time-consuming and difficult position to fulfill both viably. And then also what we're doing is, in trying to make our representation to different committees and with the GCI, make our committee representatives more accountable. So what we're doing is we're putting into formality in asking people who serve on committees to just give a quick report before each assembly voting meeting, so before the assembly meeting, so not the core meeting, the other meeting that happens each month, to give a quick report of generally what's happening in their committee. This will help the assembly be more aware of what's going on, and it will also help to make sure that we have people who've been appointed to these committees are actually serving on these committees. So I don't envision it being a lot of paperwork. If your committee's met, my vision of it is you send me an email saying they didn't meet. Done. But that's generally what's going on there. If you have any questions, let me know. It will also mean that we'll be electing a university assembly representative at our next meeting, which Jim Glenn will talk a little bit about later this evening. So, any questions?
Okay. I'd like now to have a motion from the floor to move agenda item 8 up to the present. And we're going to start talking about, if we get a motion, the annual reports from the Activity Fee Byline Funded Organizations. Can I have a motion from the floor, please? Can I have a second? Thank you. Okay, so this year the Assembly will be setting the activity fee for the next 2 years. Many graduate students are not aware of what their activity fee funds. They get this bill in the mail, and then they just know that they have to pay it. essentially, that's what I thought the first time I arrived.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, and so we're going to try to alleviate that this year through all of you. We have, in the GPSA charter, it says that byline-funded organizations, those organizations that automatically receive money from the activity fee, those organizations are supposed to report to us here at the GPSA. Now, it's very vague in that statement, so this year we decided to have them come and speak orally to us, and that would not only bring all of you up to speed with what organizations are byline funded through the activity fee, but also allow you the chance to ask questions about what the money actually goes toward. So we're going to have Alan Katz speak to us first. He's representing athletics, and that's one of our byline funded organizations. He's going to speak more on that.
Our world report is that the athletic facility
Do you have an overview of how many of these Big Red Sports Passes you gave out last year?
Yes, we gave out approximately 1,100.
Okay.
Now, the first year we believe that those were undergrads.
Yeah.
We gave out an additional 450 or 455 grads. Total will be over 1,500.
Are there any other questions for Alan?
Can you clarify the difference between the off-season pass and the Big Red pass? What kind of game does the off-season pass cover beyond the Big Red pass?
Okay, I'm not aware of the term off-season.
So because you mentioned
the Big Red pass, you can buy a season package.
Okay.
So if you purchase all 20 games before the season starts, you're lucky. Last year we had a random draw, and all people were around, and that worked pretty well. I think they're going to do that again this year. I'm not sure. You have to register online. You just have to go up and pick it up. But if you want to be eligible to be one of those 200 that get the first all 20 games, I think it's only 19 to do. If all 20 season tickets like last year, you would pay $180. You'd have a ticket for each of those 20 games. That's just men's idea. The Big Red Sports Pass is for everything but that we charge $3 for conference. So that would be all the home football games, men's, women's indoor track, men's soccer, women's soccer, men's lacrosse, women's lacrosse, men's basketball, women's basketball, and soccer. So if you buy a $40 pass, undergraduate student, and that allows you to have a sticker on your card, and you get the entry of all those events if you want to go to without paying $3 per
Yeah, and beyond those 200 tickets reserved for graduate students, if the remaining graduate students still want to purchase, do they still get a chance to purchase? Suppose they stand in line with the undergrad.
So on any given game, the visiting team doesn't use their allotment of tickets. They get 150 tickets, they do only 250. 100 tickets will go on sale the day of the game. The regular student then comes up with their ID. They won't pay $13 a ticket or $50 a ticket. They'll pay $9 a ticket for that one contract.
Usually you can also buy a ticket from a season ticket holder who isn't going to that game.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just wondering whether there are any season tickets for undergrad as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if the graduate student who didn't get those 200 tickets also want to buy a season ticket, can they also join the undergrad to buy the rest share?
There's a waiting list of over 500 people to get No matter what, 1,425 undergraduate students will have a season ticket, and no matter what, 200 graduate students will have a season ticket. Beyond that, you, the general public,
have
to be on that waiting.
Yeah, that clarifies my question.
Okay. If you do need more information, we shall have my contact information, and please go ahead and have a seat. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Okay, so next we'll have Chris Porta speak on the byline funding that goes to the Big Red Barn. Up, Chris.
The bells are kind of overshadowing.
Thank you. for the any registered that has been in the barn, we offer free tickets to press the section. So, you know, any registered group that has been in the barn, all registered free to the barn. We have just registered, you know, invited guests only kind of thing.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, and and then we have Brenda Wicks here, who I introduced earlier, but she'll be speaking on activity fee funding for graduate student orientation.
I think we get 60 cents
per student for graduate. It's very minimal. Yeah.
So is it your office directly that will be planning orientation for next year?
Yes.
And
when I came in on the 16th of July, it had been planned already. And I ran with my GA and did a fabulous job planning it. But yeah, we are taking input and sort of rethinking it.
Okay. Do you guys have a committee or something that you used to do that, or you?
I was wondering, because I know that law students participate in law school orientation but not grad school orientation. I wonder if that's the case for the other professional schools or grad activities.
or into the house by the time we arrive.
Do you also organize spring orientation?
My understanding is there is a January cohort of people who start grad studies because of professional school so much in January, February for spring semester. I know there's also a large population of postdocs. So this is something that happens in that spring conference, and we're looking at doing things conjointly. Orientation activity and then some social activities. That's the thing, I mean, from my perspective, it would be nice to include and open those up to more grad students who may have started to fall, whatever, so there would be a little bonding across kind of those seasons.
Okay.
But I don't think it's not as elaborate. I mean, there are just many people
there. Okay.
Any more questions for Brenda? Okay, thank you, Brenda. So now we'll continue with the agenda. As Amy mentioned earlier, we will be having committee reports regularly at our meeting, but we're going to reserve any committee reports for a later meeting and focus on just one, and that is the Graduate Community Initiative Working Group. For those of you who are new to the group, the Assembly last year put out this document called the Graduate Community Initiative. It was a group effort among all the Assembly members. Much time went into it, and it was basically it's a document that states various visions of graduate students to help enhance the community here at Cornell. And so we have a very special guest with us tonight. Susan Murphy is the Vice President of Student and Academic Services, and she and along with Dean Sunny Power of the Graduate School are spearheading this working group, and we appreciate your time here. Susan, we know you're on a busy schedule, so please give us an overview of the working group.
Thank you very much. I'm going to put in a recommendation. My colleague, Ms. Hubble, will just have to set this up next week to give you guys a microphone. She's happy. So that would be helpful. I hope you can hear me, but let me know if you can. As Michelle mentioned, last year's GPSA worked very hard in creating the Thriving Community Initiative. And through the opportunity that the GPSA president has
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for Susan? Okay. Well, thank you, Susan, for coming.
Thank you for leading for last year for giving a great job and nomination to veterans.
Thank you.
As a side note, to those of you that have not read the GCI, because I think many of you are new here, and I'm just going to intrude on Michelle here, the entire document is on the website in PDF form, and so if you're wondering what the contents of it, what the contents of this document include, you can read it all there and go from there.
I do have one update and two comments about this. One update is we are working together to put up an online forum, I guess leading by the GCI document, and I guess week by week we will put our agenda and minutes online about the GCI working group so that all of you will know mainly what we are discussing by week, by monthly. And if you have an idea that you want to have the graduate student representative to speak at the working group, you can leave your comments or write to us. Two other things. Susan mentioned she, among the GCI documents, we do mention we want to promote communication with Weill Medical School and among the different communities on campus within Cornell. First of all, we are working with the Cornell Medical School. We probably will have some joint events with them, either over at New York City or over here. If it's in New York City, we will have some of our representatives shipping over, or they will come over here. If you have any ideas among that, towards that direction, please let me know. Celia will also help to organize such events. Second one is, since we have representatives from different institutions such as law school and Johnson School and vet school, it is part of our effort to make this joint community. If we talk to each other more often, if we open up our school-wide events to the university, then we can promote the community itself. It doesn't have to be entirely university input or administration input. There are some changes we can make among ourselves. So I hope we can make some changes over the course of this year.
Are there any more? No.
I went to New York and spoke to the student over here. So who is like a student come to here? And he's strongly in favor. And he said that there are people who are happy about the, I mean, in the change between Apex and Tetris and White and Tetris.
Great. Are there any more comments or questions on the GCI? We know this is new for many of you, and so feel free to ask any of those questions. Or again, as Amy said, the whole document is online off of our website, and so please go to the website and look at that. Mario.
Hi, Mario Guerrero. I had a suggestion because I know that there's a lot of are going to do that. And so, in as much as we use resources on campus, I'm just going to suggest that might be someone that we, a group of students that we happen to support them. And to talk to me or talk to them about it.
Great. Are there any other comments? Okay. Well, now we'll move on to the next item. The election of three assembly seats, which I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting. So we reserve two seats in the springtime for two master's students. We know that we decided a few years ago to set aside a couple seats specifically for master's students because their time is often short here at Cornell. In the past they didn't get involved as much with the GPSA, but at the same time they have a whole set of needs that sometimes PhD students don't understand, and we wanted to make sure that they were well represented. So two of those seats will be, those two seats will be elected tonight, and then again, as I mentioned, an at-large seat which anyone else can run for. So I guess I will open up the nominations for, well, let's start with the first master seat. Feel free to nominate somebody else or even nominate yourself.
Everybody at once?
I'll nominate myself.
For the master seat?
Yes.
Okay, can you please stand and say your name, your field, and give us a couple minutes speech on why you'd like the seat.
Okay, my name is Nighthawk Evanston, and I represent Natural Resources. And a few minutes, but don't have to say it.
Okay, you don't have to fill it.
No. The Graduate Community Initiative is something I read. I'm off here first year. For the Graduate Community Initiative online, sometime back when I started getting information about the school. And it just kind of really, it sounded like really interesting, really powerful sort of movement. And, you know, obviously I can't claim that I know what the interests of the graduate community are, having been here for about 3 weeks. But I'd like to find out, and I've been interested in student government and business government stuff. And I'm a graduate, and I saw some ways that worked well, and I saw a lot of ways that didn't work well. And I'd like to maybe bring some of that experience to bear and just try to make community here work well.
Great. Thank you. And you're a master's student, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Before you begin, Mario, I was just reminded that one of the master seats is reserved, according to the charter amendment that was made a couple years ago, it is reserved for a master's of engineering student. And so when we have the election, one of the master seats is for any field, the other one is reserved for a master's of engineering. Just so that's made known. Okay, Mario?
Well, again, my name is Mario Lozero. I'm a first-year student from CIPA, Center for Technology and Public Affairs. And my previous experience as secretary and president of my undergrad university worked 5 years after that on the nonprofit sector. I've 5 years I've worked on a long-range initiative, including empowering. Representing and empowering people of color. And so coming here to Cornell, I think that is an extension of that learning and of that advocacy. And being a true believer in advocating for people that are underrepresented and good, solid policies, I'm here and I'm honored to do it.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Christian Morales, and I guess I'll start first with a little bit of background about myself. I'm originally from Guatemala, Central American country, so Gallo beer strikes a chord with me. It's the national beer there. And I grew up in Indiana, and I went to Purdue University undergrad, and then I worked for General Motors for 5 years in Buffalo. I worked in an operations role for General Motors, so I had to work with a multicultural group of people in my role at General Motors. And now here at Cornell, I'm pursuing an ILR degree, which if people here don't understand what that is exactly. It's a human resource management degree. So pretty much my career focus is working with people. And that's my passion, and that's really what I want to do in whatever role I am involved in, whether it's a committee role. I started in January here, so I've got a little bit of introduction to Cornell, and really my main role and my main focus and goal this year is just to meet more graduate students, get involved in whatever capacity I can get involved in, and really make a difference if I can represent you. So I guess I ask you to vote if you can, whenever you do vote. Thank you.
Do we have any other nominations? Okay, then can I have a motion to close nomination? Second?
Second.
Okay, nominations are closed. Amy is going to do a quick charter check to see if, because we don't have any engineering students running, and Mike Walsh, if you want to make a comment. Okay. It has to be held until October. Okay. All right. Then we will be electing one assembly seat for a master's student tonight. Do we have tags, Amy? Okay. Amy will be passing around a tag. please vote for one person? Oh, I'm sorry. I actually didn't leave time to ask questions. So nominations are closed. If anybody has questions of the people running for the seat, feel free to raise your hand, and Amy will pass around the tickets. So hold on to those for just a minute. Are there any questions?
I'd like to ask one question, because I think everybody should be asked at least one question. Where do you see your position as an assembly member versus a core member? Do you see there being a difference in that? And
versus what?
So versus being here versus being on the assembly, and do you see there being a difference in those two roles? And if you do, what are those differences? You can choose to answer in any order.
I guess I'll go first. The main difference, I feel, is you have an increased level of commitment. Not so much commitment, but responsibility to make sure that you're really saying what you're going to do. And in terms of the responsibility that you are a voting member, and with voting, you have to understand some distinct responsibility to make sure you understand all the issues at hand that you're voting for, which a lot of times people don't take the time to really understand the issues and ask questions and not see that as a sign of not understanding the issues. As far as commitment, I don't see it as different. I feel that regardless of the position you're in, you should be committed to that position, no matter how small it is.
Yeah, for that, I think it's mainly I would agree with most of that, obviously, but I think it would be a difference between who you're representing. Here, like this tag says, that I'm supposed to be representing you with natural resources. So those are the people that I would talk to. Those are people that I would, at the natural resources, like GSA meeting, I would check with them about what they were looking for from the undergraduate students, the assembly. But I guess I'm trying to represent a different audience here. And if I were to be elected to the assembly, well, they'd be representing the entire graduate student body, which obviously would get them.
I would have to agree that it's really a level of commitment to potential gifts and representing your constituency, but I would also say that they're both positions where you're public service, you're representing people, so you should have the same level of commitment to decide to find.
I have one comment followed by a question. First of all, I noticed when you mentioned you said you are here for 3 weeks, therefore you may not notice a lot of problems and may not be a perfect representative for the entire community yet. But the point of giving courses to master's students is they are here for a short time. Therefore, they have their own concerns and needs that's not addressed by maybe even GCI. So I don't think you should be intimidated because you don't have a long time here. At the same time, because you come from a different background from the PhD students, you know your own constituency better. So even if you are here for a short time, you should know your fellow students and notice the problems or concerns in your own program. And that's part of your role here, to bring up those issues, to discuss with us, and then exchange ideas. And that's part of the communication. So I want maybe each of you to address a bit of that, what you notice in your program and what you can contribute to this community, bringing from your background, bringing from your field or your program. Because I noticed the two of you stress on your personal background, but how about your professional background in this program, for example?
I guess I can start. I actually started in January, so I've had a semester here at Cornell. And some of the things I've noticed, thanks to ILR, is a lot of the students, obviously, and this is true with all the other bodies, or I'm not sure with PhD students, but a lot of students are, concerned with funding issues. And in terms of finding research assistant jobs or teaching assistant jobs positions and being able to apply for them. And at least in ILR, the process that we have isn't always very distinct in terms of understanding how they make the decisions they make, but yet the need is still there for a lot of the students. And I'm one of those students, for example, that was pursuing and trying to find money, you know. And coming in as a brand new student, it wasn't always articulated what corrected. I mean, I also speak Spanish, so I understood too late that I could have potentially applied for other teaching assistant job positions outside of ILR, for example, in School of Arts and Sciences. So some of those issues are some that concern me personally, but other concern other students that I've seen. I've also had issues with students over the summer when they went and they had to seek medical care and they really didn't understand what was covered and what wasn't. For example, I wanted to get a physical the other day and I didn't realize that physicals aren't covered by our policy. And it's something that I feel that potentially should be just a yearly checkup. This is really only for accidents and only emergency health care right now, the way our coverage is covered. So those are some of the issues that concern some of the students in my program and concern me, and that's the primary reason why I'm here tonight.
Yeah. All right. The main thing that I've noticed with some of the master's degree students is an adjustment in climatization to this, like the new social aspect of being a graduate school. At least my own department, what I've noticed is that a lot of the master's students, you know, maybe just 1 or 2 years ago they came out of undergraduate, or maybe they've been working for a few years, but undergraduate is really an academic experience that they're really familiar with. And so it's socially, it's been hard for them to, you know, take on this new idea of being a graduate student, especially a lot of them are, you know, PAs, and taking on that additional sort of even professorial mode. So I guess I would like to see, checking with other students to see if this is a phenomenon that goes on throughout the university. I'd like to see probably more social events to try to climatize the master's students. We talked about from tonight, the orientation and whatnot, but let's see what I guess.
Well, first I just wanted to kind of agree with you with that. Hopefully the two of my colleagues here that are running well, see this as an opportunity, not so much looking at that you haven't been here very long, because no matter if you have to take that after you go and you go to a place of employment, it's always going to be a learning curve. But here, this is an opportunity to further discuss one of the issues with our fellow master's students. In particular, some of the things that I've noticed, very interesting, even this morning, one of my roommates, who's also a master's student, he was telling me, can you find out how exactly we're going to deal with paying for our housing difficult thing in Maplewood? And even something as simple as that, and we're already doing on campus community, and we have extensive coordination. Then there's a whole host of opportunities that I still see that there's a lack of communication. It's very interesting that we had that conversation earlier about how better communicate, both with undergrad and grad students, because there is, even though there are tons of email listservs, something's not being communicated. So those are some of the issues, and I think a lot of it actually can be improved through the orientation, because I thought orientation was a lot of a lot of the information wasn't actually used. So those are the things that I noticed right away, and so those are some of the things that I would try to speak more with my colleagues about what are the issues, especially with master's.
Are there any other questions? Sure. How about we just have everybody stand up and say your name and your field one more time.
I'm Christian Morales, and I'm an ILR.
Yeah, I'm Nightwalk Evanston, and I'm from Natural Resources.
Mario Guerrero, and I'm from the Cornell Institute.
Mario, how do you spell your last name?
Oh, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O.
I think we should at least use first name.
Can we do first names of Christian, Nighthawk, and Mario? Can we remember those?
And so does everybody.
I know it's the end of the day and we've all been doing stuff all day, but
everyone who is an assembly or a core member has a purple ticket here. Okay, so please vote for one person, and then Amy will come around and collect those. Okay. And while that's being done, I would like to open up nominations for the at-large position. This is open to anybody in any field, and for that matter, it could be a master's or a PhD student.
Exactly.
Okay. Stephanie, do you accept the nomination?
You can decline.
Okay. A question? Yes. Speak up, please. That's correct. That's correct. So now a student from any field can run for the position. Okay. Nomination?
I'd like to nominate whichever two master's students don't get the master's seat. Oh, good work.
Is there anybody else who would like to run for the at-large seat?
Anne. Excellent.
And...
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
To close nominations.
Okay, we have a motion to close nominations. Do we have a second? Rebecca, second. Okay, Anne, could you please stand and say what field you're from and give us no more than 2 minutes on why you'd like to run for the seat? Do we have any questions for Anne? So we will await the count from Amy. And then if the two people who did not win the master's seat, if they accept the nominations to run for this seat, then we will have three people again.
Now remember that there will be a UA position opening soon, which Jim will give you some clues on here soon after we're done with the election. And there's also lots and lots of committees that you can serve on and become involved. Not that I would ever promote those. but there are a lot of committees that are looking for people right now, as you can see by the list.
The drum roll, please. Okay, I'd like to congratulate Mario.
Yay.
And so with that, Christian, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
And Nighthawk?
Of course.
Okay. So now we will have a vote for the at-large position. And once again, we have Christian running from ILR, we have Nighthawk running from Natural Resources, and we have Anne running from Animal Science. Please vote for one person. While you wait for your ticket, I'm just going to continue with the meeting, just basically give the introduction for the last point on the agenda. We will, at the next, Amy mentioned a resolution that's going through the assembly. Should that resolution get passed, we will be running, we will have an election for a UA representative from the GPSA. The UA stands for University Assembly. Basically, the University Assembly brings undergraduate students, graduate students, employees, and faculty together to discuss campus issues. And the graduate student chairperson to the UA is Jim Glenn. And so he'll just give us a couple minutes little speech on the UA to entice you all to run for that seat. But we're going to go ahead and make your vote, and then we'll invite Jim to speak. No problem. So we had Ann, Nighthawk, and Christian. While Amy is going around and collecting the votes, I welcome Jim to introduce himself and say what field you represent and tell us a little bit about your position on the UA.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. My name is Jim Glenn. I'm a graduate student here at
We'll be talking more about this at the next assembly meeting, and so I welcome everybody to attend that meeting if you're interested in learning more about it.
September 24th. It's 2 Mondays from now.
And all of the meetings, be them council meetings or assembly meetings, will be announced over the listserv, so everyone here will be apprised of when our meetings are.
By the way, is UA meeting open for graduate students? Is UA meeting open for graduate students?
Yes. It's an open meeting, so if you ever want to drop in and
thanks, Jim, for coming. And so I'd like to now congratulate Anne for getting our at-large position. Congratulations, Anne. And once again, we will be saving that other master's seat until October, so I welcome other master's students to, again, nominate themselves. If you know of Masters of Engineering students, please tell them to get involved. We'd love to have them. And as a final announcement, please don't forget to sign in at that back table if you haven't already done so. And with that, I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you for coming.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.